Evening. It is a privilege to be here with you this evening. I would like to have you refer to the testimony booklet that you received when you stepped inside here. Inside the first page there, you'll see that the first broadcast of The Voice of Hope was in June of 1968 on WDAC. So we are celebrating our 49th year of ministry. And in 1974 is when we started doing the international broadcasting in cooperation with Transworld Radio. Now, Transworld Radio is the largest evangelical radio broadcaster in the world, broadcasting in around 190 countries of the world in 223 different languages. Now, Heralds of Hope is just a small fish in the pond, you might say, with just 15 different languages. But I would like to point out that I believe, as far as I know, we are the only international Anabaptist Bible teaching broadcast in the world. And that's going forth in 15 different languages. Also, in 1975, we began mailing Bibles internationally. And today, as you'll note on down further then, we've distributed over 258,000 copies of the Bible, and we've had responses from some 183 different countries out of the world, of about 200 different countries, from our broadcast and literature ministry. Another exciting part of the broadcasting ministry is the Lingua Blast website, which is referred to on page 8 in the testimony booklet. Next to the last paragraph, our Lingua Blast site has hosted over 25,000 visitors from around the world last year, and those 25,000 visitors downloaded or listened to over 74,000 of our programs, or about 3 programs per visit, plus 1,000-plus people from 147 different countries of the world have downloaded our mobile app to their phone or whatever, so that they can listen to our broadcast in their language any time of the day or night with their internet signal. This opportunity to share the gospel message using the internet signal is almost unlimited as far as opportunity and possibilities because of the technology exploding, and most countries of the world, most people of the world are having access to smartphones and so on and the internet signal. And the government can't block the internet signal if they want internet in their country, and then our broadcasts are available on the internet signal. We have both the English language, Mandarin Chinese, and Spanish, and some Nepali messages are on this website. And so any time of the day or night that you want to listen to a message, if you're traveling late or you can't sleep at night, why, go to our media.heraldsofhope.org, and there are hundreds of English messages available for you there. What Transworld Radio does for our in the broadcast that we broadcast in other languages is they have access to all 49 years of our Dr. Yoder's messages and J. Mark Horst, who is our current president and Bible teacher. And so they hire a local native Christian in the area where the broadcast is going to be aired to translate our English scripts, produce the program, air it, and then submit to us regular reports. So I'll be referring to some of those reports later. I'd like to start out with a challenge from Psalms chapter 16, verse 1. I mean, verse 6. Psalms chapter 16, verse 6. Here David says, "The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage." At Heralds of Hope, we received many testimonies from secret believers around the world, like the following two. God miraculously led us to meet a Muslim background believer by the name of Soner Tufan at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and must be about 4 years ago by now. And he felt called of God and had a real burden and vision to start a Christian radio station in the capital city of Ankara in Turkey. Turkey is a Muslim country, 98% Muslim, and yet they have a secular constitution, so there is supposedly religious freedom. And so he, ever since we met him, he is translating our messages into Turkish, broadcasting them 3 times a week in Turkish and twice a week in English in the Muslim country of Turkey. And God has led him to be able to purchase a station up on the Black Sea in northern Turkey in the city of Samsun, and also in Antalya down along the Mediterranean Sea in the south. And so now he has a potential audience of 12 million people and able to hear his signals from those 3 stations and our broadcast 3 times a week in Turkish language. Also, Transworld Radio has a station in the large city of Istanbul, Turkey. And so he sends the translated broadcast to them, and they broadcast it there as well on their station in Istanbul. And these two, the two following testimonies are from Transworld Radio's report to us. First of all, a male, 33 years old. "I walked away from my Muslim lifestyle because I saw its truth face and what it was doing to my people. Since a long time, I've been wondering about Christianity, but one day I came across, I turned on the radio and found your program by accident. That's why we ask that you pray with us that millions of people around the world every day will have accidents. Not the type that will injure them, of course, but if that's what it takes for God to arrest their attention, to be able to hear the broadcast, and so on. You were talking about the Bible and talking about a God who forgives and who loves. Afterwards, I got a Bible and started to read it. I have since accepted Jesus Christ into my life. Thank you for being a guide to me." And so we pass that thanks on to each one who prays and gives to make the ministry possible. The next testimony is from a female, 24 years old. "I grew up in a Muslim family, and I hated it in my heart because of how it treats women. I never talked with my friends or family about it because I couldn't. As I listened to your program in secret on the radio, my heart changed, and for the first time, I felt loved by the God that you were talking about as a woman. I felt worth something to God. So I got a Bible and I started to read it. I'm listening to your programs for 4 months now in secret. I have since given my heart to Jesus Christ. My family does not know about it. I can't tell them." David talked about that our lines have fallen in good places. I still remember in November of 2012 when my wife and I were returning from Nigeria Pastors Conference, being at the Lagos airport ready to fly out, to fly home, and this Nigerian lady came rushing up to me and said, "I need to get to America. How can I get to America? You need to help me get to America." And I said, "Sorry, ma'am, but since a year after 9/11 and all the regulations and hoops, very little chance that she could come to America. They look at America as heaven." I could say that, but in my pocket was my U.S. passport. So I had no problem going to America that night, or heading towards America that night. "Indeed, my lines have fallen in pleasant places. I believe stewardship has more to do with that life than just dollars and cents. I believe God is going to hold us accountable. Have you and I been a faithful stewards of the pleasant places that our life has experienced, as well as our goodly heritage? Most people of the world do not have godly parents, a faithful Bible preaching and teaching church, faithful Sunday school teachers, vacation Bible school teachers, Christian day school teachers, youth sponsors, faithful pastors and evangelists that have taught them the Word of God from little up. Were it not for God's mercy, each one of you ladies here tonight could have been born to the Muslim family, just like this lady that I read this testimony from. Just like this man who shared this testimony from Turkey. Each one of us boys, young men, and men could have been born in a Muslim family like he was, and in a Muslim country. Tonight, when you lay your head on your pillow, thank and praise God, worship Him, that your life has fallen in good, pleasant places, that you have indeed experienced a goodly, godly heritage. Count that very precious in your life. Children, young people, count it as a treasure. Don't take it lightly. Don't throw it away. Thank God for it and be a faithful steward of the godly heritage that you have enjoyed. And pray for and make possible the sharing of the gospel message with these secret believers, like the testimonies that I just read to you. Then if you'll turn with me to page 2 in the testimony booklet, I'd like to refer to just a few of the testimonies here. And then we want to give our time and attention to Pastor O'Haney. So take this book home with you and read through the testimonies and be inspired and blessed by what God is doing through the power of His Word going forth through the radio and internet signal. Page 2, the House of Language. The House of Language is spoken by a mostly unreached Muslim people group in northern Nigeria, including the radical Boko Haram group, which is mercilessly slaughtering our brothers and sisters in Christ there in northern Nigeria. And they are the radical Muslim group that kidnapped those girls from that high school, 280 girls from that high school several years ago that was in the news. This language broadcast, we have once a week, a 15-minute expository Bible teaching broadcast. And from those 52 weekly broadcasts in the last year's report from Transworld Radio, there were 6,141 responses of phone calls, emails, text messages, or personal visits where they asked for Bibles, for prayer, for a copy of the script, for spiritual counsel or something. That is an average of 118 responses from every 15-minute program. Does it work to share the gospel message using the radio signal? Very obviously, when in a 15-minute program, 118 people are going to respond. Also, out of those 6,141 annual responses, there were 366 of them that said that as a result of listening to the broadcast, they've asked Jesus Christ to be their personal Savior. So if you divide our $11,000 approximate annual cost for translation, producing, airing the program, doing the follow-up, if you divide the 366 decisions for Christ into the $11,000 annual cost, you come up with $30. Where else can you give $30 of your mission dollar to share the gospel message to an unreached Muslim person that as a result of listening to the broadcast, they will accept Christ as their personal Savior? Think about that one when you plan your mission offerings and budget for this next year. Then I would also like to refer to our Bible ministry on page 4. Part of my responsibilities at Heralds of Hope is to respond to all the email requests for Bibles and literature, which I get on a constant basis, hundreds of requests for Bibles every week. Heralds of Hope prints a King James hardcover Bible with 8 introductory pages that Dr. Yoder developed to introduce them to the Bible, Your Hope Bible, and verses on the God of Hope, the Joy in Hope, Pure in Hope, Walk in Hope, the 7 steps of salvation, helps to understand the Bible, how to study the Bible, a column on tithing and a column on fasting, and then 52 verses that they can memorize a verse for every week of the year from the Bible, red letter edition, concordance, and a few maps. If we order 20,000 copies at a time, we can get them printed in Belarus, Russia for $3. $3. And then it costs us about another $1.50 or $2 to ship them to our 4 main country ministry partners in Africa, including Pastor Ohaney in Ghana, 5 skids, Pastor Bright in Nigeria, 5 skids, Pastor Joe in Kenya, 2 skids, Pastor Victor in Malawi, 1 skid. And then that still leaves a skid and a half or 2 skids for the office in Breezewood. Currently, all of our ministry partners are out of the Bibles that we sent them when we printed that 20,000 copies 2 years ago now in January. The VBS here locally this summer used the Bible printing as a project, and we got $6,000 from them, $2,500 from an individual donation. So far we have $8,500 towards the $80,000 that it will cost to print 20,000 copies and then ship them to the ministry partners. So pray with us. Keep in mind that need for printing Bibles and shipping Bibles to Africa to try to meet the hunger for a copy of God's Word. What better investment for $5 than to provide a seeker with a copy of God's Word? Next time you're passing by McDonald's and you have that hunger pang and you were going to pull in through the drive-thru and spend $5 on a Big Mac sandwich, instead, go on by and send that $5 to Heralds of Hope so that a seeker in the Bible, in the world, can get a copy of God's Word. Now, isn't that a bargain? Think about it. Pray about it. Help us make it possible for God's Word to go out to seekers. Now, if you refer to page 7 in the testimony booklet, that's the ministry that Pastor Ohaney has in Ghana. So we'll let him come and share with us some pictures and report on his expanding ministry in Ghana. Brother Ohaney.
Okay, good evening. I will begin with a few slides and then we will look at God's Word. I am Ohaney Kumi from Ghana, West Africa, and this is my family. Ama is my daughter. Ama is in high school, finishing in June, and my wife is Jane, and my son is Kwesi, he's in junior high, he will also finish in coming next year. We serve the Lord in Ghana, West Africa. This is the Africa map. We have North, South, East, and West, and Central Africa. We are in the western part. And in the western part, in a country called Ghana. We are involved in a ministry in Ghana that the Lord has blessed, and now we are also in Togo, the next country, and then in Liberia. We are involved in distributing Bible courses, Bible correspondent courses like this, that Bible study courses, I will show it to you, in the public schools. We go to the public schools, junior high, and we give them Bible courses to study it, and then we'll come back when they are done, we'll give them certificates. And if we have Bible from Herald of Hope, then we go back and give them Bible. There is such a hunger in their hearts for God's word that the Bible lessons we are sharing with them, they are so much happy about it. And they are also sharing the same Bible lessons with their friends, with their family, and with their peers. This September, we have given out 64,000 of these copies of Bible lessons into the hands of junior high students. And they have sent it to their homes, and they are working on it. And we praise God for that. And when we receive Bibles from Heralds of Hope, we give it out to them, and they send it home. They are able to share the message that they have already studied from the Bible lesson. They look at the Bible, this time open it, and are able to make references to their families and to their friends. We want to evangelize the whole family by getting into the children in the schools and doing some activity with them, and then sending them back with the message, gospel message, so they will go back home and share it with their family. And they are doing it in an excellent way. The junior high students are bold. They are not ashamed. They just love God's word. And all that we share with them in the school, they are able to share it with their family and their friends, and they are doing it. In the month of August, school is out the whole month, and we hold our vacation Bible school during that time. We may start a vacation Bible school program in a community in Monday through Friday, starting from 8:30 and 11, we have closed. They take their snacks and they go home. We start with a number of 200. By Friday, we'll have about 1,000 kids all coming for Bible school, or even 1,200. We have had a community where we have 2,000 children coming for Bible school within that 5 days. And we had a Muslim kid. His kids came, but the parent came and he brought the kids. He saw the sign. In the school, we are holding the vacation Bible school. And he came and he said, "What are you doing?" We said, "Vacation Bible school, all are welcome." He said, "I have children in the house. Can I bring them?" I said, "Yes." And he looked at me and said, "How much do you charge per child?" I said, "No, we don't charge any. It's free." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yes." He went home, brought all his 5 children, and I enrolled all of them in the classrooms. Monday through Friday, they came and they kept coming. On Friday, his son got saved. So we went to the father and asked him, "Is there going to be a problem here because your son got saved?" He asked Jesus to be his friend. That's the language he will understand. And he said, "No." I said, "Are you saying that no, we should go so you have some issues with your son here?" He said, "No, there will not be any problem." And I asked him why. He said, I used to pass by the school to my little shop. He weaves baskets. And during the regular school hours, I can see children running around and even can hear them in the classroom. They are shouting. But this time around, the school you did is different. It's a special school. Each time I have passed by the school from Monday through Friday, I could see that the children were all listening to what their teachers were sharing with them. So whatever the teachers were sharing with the children is good. And if my son have asked Jesus to be his friend, it's a good thing. I said, okay, praise the Lord. Then we start a kids club on Saturday in that same community, and his sons joined and started coming on Saturday for the kids club. 3 years down the line, and then we turn it to children's chapel on Sunday morning, and his son still want to join the children's chapel. So we have to go to the house again and said, okay, thank you for allowing your son to study with us and with his friends. But this time round, we are not going to have the Saturday kids club again. We're having a Sunday morning children's chapel. And he wants to come. Can he come? He said, yes. I want my son to be there. And I asked him again, why? He said, he is at a safe place. He is practicing a religion that teaches them to hate one another and to fight one another and all sorts of things. But within these 3 years, he has seen that there is something in his child. There has been a change since his child has become to him one of our friends. So if we are having a Sunday morning worship service, he is free to come. And I praise God for that. I'm praying that one day his son, the father will see the true message that his son's life has been transformed, and he will also follow and come to the chapel. We want to evangelize the whole family through the children. And this is one testimony that I always say, thank you, Lord. In many places, they will come fighting us. But here is a case that this man has watched his son from day one, from the VBS, from the time he joined the kids club, and now his son wanting to join the children's chapel, and he gave him the go-ahead that, yes, you can go without any. In the school's program, where we are sharing the Bible courses with the children, we have trained volunteers, teachers who help us teach the Bible courses. We have 280 that comes for training in January and in September, so that we will all be teaching the children the same thing in the schools. So once a week, 45 minutes, Wednesdays or Fridays, the school chaplain will come to the school and share God's word with the children during school worship. We are blessed with most teachers who are now playing the role of school chaplain in their school, so we don't have to go around looking for chaplains. They are public school teachers, and they say, I am a Christian. I want to volunteer my time and teach the lesson to the children once a week. And we thank God for each of them. These are some of the pastors that we work with. And then we go to the school and give them their Bible courses. The pickup died, and Herald of Hope bought a van for us, and we are using this van in distributing the Bible courses. But some schools we are not able to go, so we put the Bible courses on a bus so that it can get across the whole country. We want to disciple the children at the same time. We received a Bible lesson from the Mailbox Club in Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia. They are the one that printed, and we'll get it printed in Ghana, but they are the one that provide the funding and everything for the Bible courses, so we can print it and give it out to 64,000 children. The Mailbox Club print for several organizations in Europe and in several places. But what they are saying is that most of the 1.9 billion children in the world are without Jesus, 14 years and below. Most of the 1.9 billion children in this world, 14 years and below, are without any Christian influence at all. And what can they do? They can provide a lesson. And what can we do? We can also receive it and pass it on to the children in Ghana and in Togo and in Liberia. We have passed 64,000 in Ghana. Togo, we have passed out this September 8,000. Liberia, we have passed the same Bible course into the hands of 12,000 students who are studying the Bible lessons. And when they receive it, it's always joy. We have 12 memory verses that they work on. They study it, and then we come to the school during school worship. And then we share the word of God with them during the worship time. Some schools we have large, and then some schools we have small. And if we have 400, then they will want to stand because we don't have a place to put them. So for 45 minutes, they will be standing. Then in some school also, they are able to sit when we have about 150 or 120 students. But this school that we have here, we have the whole school, and we used to meet under the sun. They don't have any trees around. And the church there, the pastor saw us and said, "Oh, what is that? Every Wednesday you bring out all the children there for worship. I will open the church door for you so that you come here and have the worship. And when you are done, you go back to your school and into your classrooms." And it's been wonderful. The children there, most of them, by going to the chapel, now have joined the church. And they are attending that church. This one is wonderful in a sense that in the year 2007, there's a young boy here called Richard. Richard, in 2007, we shared the gospel message with the children there, including the Muslim children. They all came. They were all coming to the worship service. They loved to sing about Jesus. They all took home the Bible lesson and worked on it. In February 21st, 2007, their lesson got there late. Today, Richard, he went to senior high 3 years and then went to teacher training college. And he is leading the school worship there after the government have posted him to a school in a village. And there was no school worship service going on. So he called on us to bring him the Bible course, and he is going to be the chaplain. When he called on us, I didn't even know him, because how can I know all the 30,000 children, 40,000 children? I don't know them by names, but he knows what the Bible lesson has done for him. And now being a teacher, he is calling us that bring the same Bible course and I will be the chaplain. And here he is, the one leading in the worship. And the school superintendent that he went to meet in that school is now leading the worship dance. And the children are following their superintendent and all praising the Lord. And it's such a beautiful thing to see that. We receive the Bibles from Herald of Hope, and it's like this, and we give it out. We receive 5,240, and it's all gone. We gave it all out. And during graduation, we gave it to the children, and they received it, and they were happy. And this is Jane, this is my wife, and she also helps us in distributing the Bible lesson and the Bibles. And keep going. Okay, let's pause here. When we give them the Bibles, they don't just walk away. I said earlier on that in two booklets in a year, each booklet has 12 memory verses. So in a year, they have to learn 24 memory verses. And this is the first time they are holding a Bible to open it and to go to John 3:16. Some even don't know where the John is. You have to go back to the index and tell them, look at the index, go all the way to the New Testament side and go and look at the number there and then quickly go there and then you continue. And that's what they do. They have already hidden the word of God in their hearts. Now they are making references to it. And they will boldly share the same message with their friends And as they call them to come and see, okay, you hold the Bible and I'll say it. And then they are able to say it, their friends looking at it, they are evangelizing and discipling their peers unknowingly. We want them to do that more often. And we know that the Bibles we are giving them, they are going to use it. They are not going to put it down, but it's going to get used a lot. We have Vacation Bible School program also, and they bring their friends. And when we have Vacation Bible School, it's more serious Bible studies. The 5 days that we have with them, we want to engage them in studying God's Word. To the extent that even the puzzle, I said the workbook, and then they love the puzzle, so I also put a puzzle there. But even the teacher has to check the puzzle and see whether you got it all right. So it's an intense studies that we do with them during Vacation Bible School. And they keep bringing their friends. We thank God several of them do get saved before Vacation Bible School is over. And we have games time. We don't have game every day, no. They like the beach ball game. This one, I just put the ball by their waist and it's class by class and you have to walk down there without dropping it and then you have earned some point for your class. This is the teacher training where we all come together and study the lesson that we are going to teach and how we are going to teach it and so that we all be on teaching the children the same thing when we go back to our schools. Okay, and it's always a joyful moment when they receive their Bible. They know that they have earned it, and they are going to share the Word of God with their friends and with their families. Yeah, one more. And Herald of Hope is helping us so we can evangelize and disciple the children of Ghana, Togo, and Liberia. Okay, we'll pause here. We'll turn the lights on. We'll take a scripture verse. And then, why are we doing this work? We are doing this work because in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10, Moses instructed the people of Israel before he died in Deuteronomy that this book, this law, this commandment that I'm leaving with you, I want you to teach your children and your children's children. I want everybody to know it. I do not want you to leave them behind, but as you teach your children, remember your children's children and pass it on. Pass the word on to the next generation. But it happened in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10, that after Moses had died, after Joshua had died, being 110 years old, when we come to the verse 10 of Judges chapter 2, we read, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. How is it that Moses, giving them the Bible, the commandments, and all that they need to know about God, and instructing them that I want you to teach the next generation, your children and your children's children. Don't leave them behind. And now after they have died, a whole generation came that did not know the Lord. Moses was gone, Joshua was gone, all the elders, all the leaders were gone. And then arose another generation that did not know the Lord and that did not know the works which he has done for Israel. There are 1.9 billion children out there, 14 and below, without any Christian influence at all. And they are growing up by themselves. And here, as we read it, because nobody taught them, a whole generation got up and they did not know the Lord. They did not know the works. They did not know his power. They did not know what he has done for Israel. So they turned into worshiping Baal and idols. And it's the same way. If we do not teach the next generation about God, that there is a God in heaven who loves them, and he's the one that we must all worship, there will be a time that they will not worship him because they don't know him. We have not taught them about this wonderful God who exists and who loves them so much. And of all the things he has done for them, we have not passed it on to them. So they don't know him. Because they don't know him, it will affect their worship. They will try to worship him, but they don't know how to worship him. And that will lead them into worshiping anything that comes their way, including idols, man-made idols. So many things will come and they will tend to worship, and they will even worship themselves. And it's a scary thing. And in Ghana, we don't want that to happen to the children 14 and below. And so we have taken the charge to get into the public schools with the Bible courses, put it in their hands, get back to them and say, let's sit down and let's study during the worship. And the Lord is doing amazing things, and we give him all the praise. We want you to be part of us so that we can continue to reach out to young people, and not only reaching out to them, but training them also to go out and be a witness to, among their family, among their peers. And they are doing it in an excellent way, wonderful way, to the extent that 8 churches has been started out of this children program. The children themselves are now bringing the parents, the adults, to church. In the olden times, it's the adults who hold their hands and send them to church and tell them stories, and then they hold their hands and send them to church. But now, it's the children telling their parents, let's go to church. It's the reverse order, but it's working. It's working, and we praise God for that. In December, when I go back in Liberia, we are starting one more church like that. The children have come together in the kids club for over 3 years now, and they are calling that let's have a worship service, Sunday morning worship service for them. So in December, we will start one more church, and it will start as a children's chapel. And then when it starts as a children's chapel and it has gone on for a while, excuse me, that is when the parents want to come. They will first say, oh, we want to see what you are doing. Meanwhile, they want to join because their children have invited them. And I always calling them, Daddy, let's go. Mommy, let's go. So they will come one at a time. And when they come, and then one family meet another family, and they talk about their kids and the transformation that has come in their lives, then they want to stay and be part of the children's chapel. We praise God for that. When you say a prayer, you remember us. God bless you.
Any questions for Pastor O'Hinney? Or myself?
Oh, maybe I have the British English, so you did not understand it. So we have to start all over.
With a translator.
Yes, this time with a translator. Bob will be my translator.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share tonight what God is doing. And again, to God be the glory, great things he is doing. So let's be a faithful witness where God has planted us, where God has called us. Let's be a faithful prayer warrior, a faithful giver to support the ministry and the outreach of God's word around the world. At Heralds of Hope, we believe that we're living in the last days. Well, don't we all? But we believe there's not enough time to train enough missionaries to learn enough of the languages of the world. We believe that God would have us use the radio and internet signal to get the gospel message out before he returns. After all, God says in his word that in his mercy, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge. And so God wants his word to go forth to give one more opportunity in the far corners of the world for people to hear the gospel message. So pray for us, partner with us in sharing the gospel message. Just a few comments on the items on the table. My wife's 6 books are back there, 2 children's story books from our time when we served with Northern Youth Programs that have bear stories and airplane stories and all that kind of exciting things for your children. And Christmas is coming. Also, some books, treasured meditations for mothers and grandmothers, for your wife. If your husbands are wondering what to buy your wife for Christmas, why, help yourself to some of my wife's books back there, and they come with a guarantee that I'll guarantee that your wife will enjoy it if you buy her that one of my wife's books for Christmas, okay? The 3 thin books of her, the 2 children's story books and the book on planning and organization, is $7 suggested donation, and the other 2 are $12. And then Dr. Yoder used to have a children's story hour where he read classical books like Heidi and Hans Brinker and Sodhouse Winter and so on. So if your children enjoy listening to story CDs, why, you can help yourself to, there's different prices on those depending on how many stories are on the CD sets. And there's a price list back there. And also you have an envelope in your testimony booklet that you can send the suggested donation for anything off of the table to the office. You don't have to list what you picked up, just the total amount that is for the literature. There's also sermon CD sets there. If you travel a lot, a truck driver or something, you can help yourself to the sermon CDs and listen to something decent and inspiring and uplifting rather than Rush Limbaugh or something like that, you know. Or if you have shut-ins that can't get to the church services that want to listen to the messages, you can help yourself to those. And then there's some sermon books that are the messages put in print that are good for personal devotions and Bible study and so on. The sermon books are $4 each or 2 for 5, 2 for 6. So again, that's a bargain for you to take 2 at least, and then you get them for cheaper, right? Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon, we don't know, but let's be faithful witness for him as we walk out these doors this evening. Thank you for the time, and I'll turn it back over to Brother Leon.